Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to a special Alpine edition of The Moon Underwater, where I am 2 pints deep in a ski bar restaurant called Brasserie La Pue de Lourdes in Les Citlaux in France, and I'm out here on a press trip. Lovely time had so far in the mountains, and I thought we talk at Brisky bars. So I'm here with various journalist mediary types. We'll do a quick introduction. Who are you? What do you do?
Hi, my name is Andrew Dent, and I'm the founder of FamilyTraveller.com.
Hi, my name is Dominic Bliss, and I am a London-based journalist.
Hi, my name's Lindsay Devon. I'm the CEO of Heaven Publicity in the UK.
And nominated for a PR award.
PR Leader of the Year.
Wowee. So we are here in a sort of having a bit of après ski at the end of it. What makes a good après ski bar? We'll go around you one by one.
I like the ones that are actually on the slope, so you can start drinking before you even get down to the bottom. So I like the mid-mountain après ski bars. And for me, the most famous of that is the Crazy Kangaroo in St. Anton, Austria.
I love après-ski where you can really get down and party. And I remember spending an evening in Verbier, in Le Farigny. And we were all dancing away, drinking loads, and it got really hot in there. And they have a roof that opens. When it gets too hot, it opens to allow a bit of extra air in. And we were listening to this band on stage playing Enter Sandman by Metallica. It was absolutely brilliant. I'll never forget the evening.
For me, a really good après-ski bar involves what music's playing, if there's a live band, the sort of people around who are having a great time, and a good choice of fun drinks. The best thing is having a really good DJ who actually knows his crowd, so it's all about the music.
I find different countries have very different vibes when it comes to après-ski. I'm personally a massive fan of Austria, where they tend to start about 1 p.m. Up the mountain, eventually stumble down. As people who have done a lot of travelling around, a lot of, dare I say with the most respect, visiting of bars, how would you say it differs between different countries?
North America, United States, zero après-ski. We were skiing Park City, Utah, and at 2 p.m. we were told no more alcohol is served. You have to get down off the mountain safely, sir. So do not go to the United States if you're interested in après-ski. At the other end of the scale, I fully agree, Austria is absolutely the most craziest, loosest, freest sort of après-ski you will ever experience in your life. It goes off.
Yeah, I find in America a lot of the time the actual mountains aren't where the accommodation is as well, so you can't really just drink and then leave the slopes, because you're sort of generally then have to drive to where you're staying a lot of the time.
Yeah, the après in America is more about going back to your own condo, back to your own hot tub, and having a couple of drinks there. But really, frankly, is pretty lame in America when it comes to après.
I'd say the place where you can have some really good après at the bottom of the slope is the Mangy Moose in Jackson Hole. It really goes off in there. Great music, great vibe. And it's at the base, and there's also the Four Seasons there with a whole load of stuff going on. So I think it depends which resort you're in more than anything else. So I think Jackson Hole's got a good vibe, a really good vibe, and cowboys.
I think we need to be honest. In Europe, the further north you go, the better the après ski. And that, you know, and the Norwegians know how to party. But when it comes to the Alps, the French try to do après ski, but it's always a little bit forced. And it takes the Brits coming to France to make après ski the best. They really are the best at après ski.
Very, very pro-British après views there. Admire that. What about drinks in the mountains? I mean, for me personally, if I think of mountain-based drinks, as well as whatever the local beers are, Jägermeister again and again comes up for me with those tiny little bottles. I'm getting lots of disgusted looks. I'm not saying it's the greatest drink. I'm saying it makes me think of mountains.
For me, I can't stand that stuff. But for me, I always think of back in the day, it was Red Bull and vodka. That was the mountain drink. If I go to Finland skiing, it's salmoniakki, which is like a shot, but it's really nice. But when you think about it more and more these days, it's beer, Aperol Spritz. That's what I see more and more these days.
Yeah, Jägermeister's disgusting, and it's been appropriated by city kids all over Europe now. It's not really a mountain drink anymore. If you're going to have a mountain drink, it's Genipi, which is a herbal-based liqueur, much nicer, much smoother. But if you're in the mountains, there are loads of breweries now, especially in the French Alps, loads of artisanal breweries where you can find local beers to, you know, whether you want a blonde beer, whether you want a lager or an bière ombre, so a bitter, or if you want a red beer, there's everything you could possibly want.
Well, that's all very sophisticated, but for me, it's straight to the shot ski. Which, if you don't know what that is, that's a ski with about 6 to 8 little shot glasses attached to the ski. You get 6 or 8 of your friends together. They fill the 8 shot glasses with a range. You don't all have to have the same shot. And then on the call of the, you know, whoever's in charge, you shot ski. And some of it goes in your mouth, some of it doesn't.
Yeah, the problem with the shot skis, last time I did one, I think, was a few years ago when I was in Whistler. And the problem was there were 6 of us doing the shot ski, 5 of us all within 1 or 2 or 6 foot, and a girl who was about 5'4" who just basically got a shot of whatever it was poured over her head, which was
part of the fun.
Part of the fun, indeed. Lindsay, you're an expert in this area. What's the local drink around here?
So here it's Chartreuse and Genipi. So Chartreuse is the green elixir that you see made by the monks from the Chartreuse. It's a secret recipe of over 100 different types of herbs. Apparently nobody knows what's in it. And that is like the locals' drink here. Or Genipi, where they go out in the spring and they get a special time to go and pick the flowers and they mix that. But they're the local drinks to here in the Isère region.
Fabulous stuff. Well, thank you guys for imparting your wisdom of mountain drinks.
You have reached Robbie. Robbie can't answer the phone right now. For deliveries, press 1. For bookings at the Moon Underwater, press 2. For any other pub-related inquiries, press 3. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Robbie. It's Dan again. Hope you're okay, mate. It's the 3rd or 4th message I've left you. I haven't seen you for a few days. The pub's not been open. Just checking you're not trapped in the cellar or anything like that. Maybe you've just gone away and I forgot to mention it. But anyway, I hope all's okay. I just wanted to tell you about my 52 pub challenge. As you know, you're well ahead of me, but I have been stepping up in the last week. I've done 3 pubs. So I went to the Knight of Notting Hill, which is on Ladbroke Grove near Notting Hill or in Notting Hill, West London. I went there for a QPR game, had a pint of Guinness and some really delicious veggie tacos. In there had quite a mixed menu, all kinds of different things on there, but they were really nice, quite spicy. I've never been to that pub before, It's really nice. The TV is one of the biggest I've ever seen in a pub. It took up like half the wall, and they had a London basketball team playing on there. But then sound wasn't on, and they were just playing really kind of massive hits of the 80s. Unchained Melody at quite a loud volume at sort of 6:30 on a Wednesday evening. It was something I haven't heard in a pub for a while. Anyway, that was very nice. Then I went to the Ye Olde Mitre with you and had a couple of pints of Hophead by Dark Star Brewery, which was really nice. We went with our now former producer, Matt. He's gone, isn't he? So I don't know where he's gone. I know you said don't talk about him ever again, so I'll leave that. And also, one of our future guests came with us, which was really nice. It's really nice when that happens. We had a couple of pints, and we had a really good chat. That was really good. I love Ye Olde Mitre. It's where we did our photo shoot when we took over the pub. And it's such a great pub, really low ceilings, really old school. And we were sat in the snug. It was really nice. That was a proper pub outing. Really enjoyed that. And then at the weekend, I went to St. George's Tavern near Victoria Station with my friend Greg, because he lived in France, but he'd come over just for a brief visit to see his mum. And he said, oh, do you fancy a quick pint on the way back to the Eurostar? So I jumped on the train and we met at Victoria. Actually, we met on the train and we went to Victoria Station and went round the corner to a pub called the St. George's Tavern. They had a football on, they had loads of Cars Gales on. It was really nice. I had a couple of pints of Wainwright by Thwaites. And it was really nice. We had a really nice chat. Great pub visit. So I'm up to 16. I hope wherever you are, you're enjoying pubs too. You know, when you can, perhaps, you know, open up the Moon Underwater again. Because, you know, I miss coming in. And, yeah, and that. All right, mate. Bye.
Now here, my only pubbing has been with you guys. How many dedicated trips would you say we've been for drinking purposes? I can think of two bars we've been to for drinking. Dom?
Yeah, what was the... I can't remember the name of the little one by the supermarket, but that was my favourite. There was room for about 15 people. There were three beers offered. All three were pretty good, all on tap. And we took our own bar snacks. That was pretty good.
It was basically in a shopping centre, essentially, which I think we need more of, next to the supermarket. Imagine wandering out Tesco's and there's just a random beer in a cupboard somewhere. Just absolutely delightful. Lindsay is, I think, doing some work there. The other one we've been purely for having a drink, I think, is Cactus, up the hill there. Thoughts?
Yeah, I like the Cactus. That's Cactus with a K. And I had a very nice local IPA, 4.5%, so nothing too crazy. Forget the name, but Gambalus or something like this, I believe. But yeah, Cactus Bar Le Ceplo, check it out.
Also, the bar we did go to was Zeblu. Zeblu.
Wonderful fact-checking there from Lindsay. Terrific work.
Yeah, the cactus has got a dog in it with... With the house dog has a label on his collar saying, do not touch, ne pas toucher, do not touch me, which is slightly off-putting because if you go anywhere near him, he starts growling. But the drinks are really good. And I had shared a lovely bottle of Cote de Rhone with one of my colleagues.
That dog that was in the cactus bar, what I liked about that is that people said, have said to us since, oh, that dog's so lovely and friendly. I'm like, well, if the dog was lovely and friendly, you wouldn't have to have a sign on it saying, do not touch. So, yeah, absolutely terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
Pub dogs, there's a whole new episode there.
If you've seen a great pub dog, that is a great point there. Any problems with a good pub dog, robbie@moonunderpod.com, and you can let us know all about this. Anyway.
You had a Genepi, didn't you, the other day? You had a
Genepi,
you tasted it?
Yeah, I've tasted the local local liqueur. Not going to rush to get a bottle at home, but it did the job to sort of take the edge off the first couple of runs of the day. Thank you very much for everyone for listening. Don't forget, tickets available for the Moon Underwater Live with Ahir Shah at the Moth Club in April. But for now, I'm going to return to the slopes, pack my bags, and get a bus home. Cheerio.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.